Yi'ilah, chapter 3, Mishnahs 4 and 5. Mishnah 4 begins. Dishon mizbeach hapnimi v'hamenorah. The ashes of the inner altar and of the menorah, lo nehenin, you may not have any benefit from them. However, v'lo molin, however, they are not subject to mi'ilah. Let's say somebody says, hamakdish dishon b'tchila molin bo. So somebody sees those ashes and he consecrates them and says, I want to give the value of the ash. At that point, the ash is actually subject to mi'ilah. There's a little bit of a chiddush in this line of the Mishnah because theoretically these ashes are not supposed to be benefited from, and in order to consecrate something, you have to kind of gain ownership. But it seems that these ashes are only forbidden in benefit on a rabbinic level, and therefore on a Torah level, you were able to get ownership, and therefore you were able to mekadesh it. So somebody who sanctifies these ashes, they are subject to mi'ilah. Next case of the Mishnah, Torah and Shaloi Giyaz Manan. So let's say there was turtle doves whose time has not yet arrived. They're too young for a sacrifice. Uvneyonash Avers Manan. Or young pigeons whose time has passed. And let's say you consecrated these animals, so what happens at that point? Lo Nehanin, you're not allowed to get benefit from them, velo Molim. However, Mila doesn't apply because they cannot be used in the temple. Rabbi Shimon says, Torin Shalogi is manan, turtle doves whose time has not yet arrived. He says, Molin b'hem, they are subject to Mila, and that is because they may not be ready now, but they will get old enough, well, they will be ready. Uvneyonish Avers manan, however, when it comes to young pigeons whose time has passed, lo nanin, not allowed to get benefit from them if you consecrate them, velo molin. However, Mila does not apply. Mishnah 5, Chalev Hamukdashin Uvete Torin. So, milk of consecrated animals and eggs of consecrated turtle doves. So, what are you supposed to do with them? Or you can use them? So, the Mishnah says, lo nenen, you cannot get benefit from them. However, v'lo molin, mi'ilah does not apply to them. So, which case are we talking about? B'ma dvar mormim, what are we dealing with here? B'kadshei mizbeach. So, this is when these items have been consecrated for offering on the altar. Aval, however, b'kadshei bedek habayit, let's say you gave these items, you consecrated these animals for temple upkeep. In that case, hikdish tarnagoles. So if somebody consecrated a hen, molin ba ubeitasa. At that point, mi'ilah would apply both to the hen and to the egg because all of the benefit from that animal is supposed to go to the temple. Chamor, let's say you gave a she donkey, molin ba ubechalva. In that case, again, there would be mi'ilah with it, the donkey, and with its milk.